not a clever individual.
All right, welcome everyone to the Police Judicial and Legal Committee. It's Monday, April 23rd. We are back on track at 2:30, trying to help Bob out later for his planning meeting. And first thing on the agenda is approval of minutes for the March 16th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any changes, questions, conversations? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the ayes have it. Number two is a time for public comment. Is there anyone here that would like to address us on a PLJ issue or anything else? Well, thank you very much. We'll move right on then. And then police matters, we're going to pass over the employee years of service recognition. They had to be called out of town and will be, they'll be honored in-house, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Could you tell us who it was and just so we'll have it?
Sure, it's David Messenger, and it's his 5 years.
Okay, good, good. Well, congratulations for his 5 years.
Yeah, David.
And then we're right on to the budget review. You're the big one this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Mayor, it's, as mentioned in our budget overview, it really is all about new officers coming on board for the chief and the police department. It's 12 new officers, some reclassifications going on in there too to have the proper structure. It's the addition of the 8th district. You see all that represented in salary line items, and you see everything else that's associated with it, from police retirement match, which goes up because of the new employees and 2% required contribution. And you see it everywhere else, employee training, uniforms and clothing, minor equipment, vehicle fuel, because that is going to be impacted because of the new personnel as well. We have some radios, police radios that we're working towards, the same type of thing we're doing with the fire department, but a large amount of money, I won't ask you to flip to it, I just tell you, is that you've got 48 vehicles proposing the budget, 43 are police cruisers, not just replacements, but new ones. And yes, we have 2 police motorcycles as well, Mr. Smith, making their way into the budget for next year. And then lastly, and then the chief may have some comments, it's important to mention that 17 police officers are paid for by the hospitality tax, which is significant, helps relieve some of the pressure on the general. Chief?
Let's take questions.
Thank you, Chief. I'll open it up.
Tell us about the new motorcycles, Chief.
Yeah, that's what Mark wants to know about.
Well, I can tell you how good they were looking in front of the bridge run than the other agencies would.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I will tell you, we have applied for a grant for those motorcycles, and we hope to hear something in May that may help take care of at least 80% of that.
Okay.
Okay. Eric, can you go ahead and authorize 2 more if he gets 80%?
No comment, sir. I'm not going to commit to that. I do have a question concerning, I had the opportunity to go up to the police training facility, and it was shared with us that there's no consistent state funding for training of police officers and how hard it is for some municipalities to get officers and to get them trained in a timely manner. So do you have officers in mind? How will this work? Where will you,
Absolutely. Actually, our training bureau, and Captain Arnold's here, and his folks have already been reached out to the academy, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in August and September, we already have earmarked with the academy a commitment for them, I believe it's 6 and 6, to get these new 12 officers into the academy. Is that fairly accurate? So we have that relationship with the police academy. So when they are hired and come on board, we'll be able to first bring them in into our pre-academy and get them with our 6 weeks of in-house training through our instructors. And then with the groundwork we've already been doing, we will have academy dates coming up shortly after they're here.
Well, at some point you'll have to get the committee over there to go through the course as well. So
we'll have you.
And I would ask the committee to please talk to all of your representatives in Columbia about the need for consistent funding for police officers. That's a problem all over the state. So what action do you need from us?
The positive recommendation to the budget committee.
Move for approval as submitted.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the ayes have it. And there's another budget issue with the Victim Advocates Fund. I think we heard it earlier, but
You heard the revenue side from your CFO. And what we have, you can find it on the tab in your budget, is the funding for 2 positions and the items necessary for them to carry out the purpose.
Great, great. And again, that's fines and forth. We get some of that from the $25 fine, and so we're all good. No, we need action on that as well.
Please.
Yeah, move for approval of victim's advocate. Motion, second.
All right, we have a motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and the ayes have it. Can you go home?
Soon, yes ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Moving on to judicial matters. I think we have some needs over at court, so who's gonna, Lavisa?
Lavisa's on her way up.
She never needs anything, so I'm glad to hear she wants some.
You know, she's, matter of fact, Lavisa every year is so really strict on her department and the spending. I think she watches the dollars as closely and tightly as anyone else that I've ever seen before. But this year, we need to spend a little bit of money.
I'm excited about that.
And you know, the new town hall has a second courtroom, and we need a second court clerk to be able to operate. So there's funding in there for that. We have contractual services. You'll find we have an increase in the rate that we pay for the public defender, which was already approved by council a couple months ago. So that's reflected fully. And then we have some overtime stuff. Mr. Smith, you were talking about unfunded mandates, and I knew there was one big one, I just couldn't remember, and it was the changes to the Fair Labor Standards Act that has probably cost the town, and all said and done, 50,000 years. So, and there's some money necessary for the court administration.
Ira has a little, has a few needs as well here.
That's in the maintenance side.
Mayor, can we discuss that? Do we need to have an employee evaluation maybe publicly here? I mean, do we have somebody who just can't get the work done?
Yep.
All right, we'll handle one at a time. So anybody have any questions of Lavisa about what she's got going on over there? Excited about the new courtroom?
One question.
Certainly. Yeah,
the new standards, Eric, are they active? I thought they were the implementation was delayed on those.
Yeah, it was by a federal judge in Texas, and I think, but we're still budgeting for. Have you heard an update on?
No, but we went ahead with the implementation because we started before the whole.
That's right. So, and all signs are it's going to proceed. Yeah.
What's the amount of that change?
Oh gosh, it's going to be probably somewhere around $50,000. You see a little bit in the visas department, but planning's a bunch, and because the planners can't. There's less options for flex time and other things. A little bit in recreation, they have more opportunities to lose some people around, but still sometimes it's got to be there.
I was going to raise that in the next meeting.
Yeah. But it's definitely impactful to us.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, great. We need a motion on that, please.
Move for approval of the budget as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the ayes have it. Legal matters, we got a little bit as well?
We do. I don't know if Mr. Pedri wants to join in, but it's fairly simple. It's straightforward. We have the cost associated with our legal contract, and then we're asking for some additional support to help our solicitor. And now, this is kind of an ongoing joke because it really has been rather amazing that Ira has handled all of this volume for a long, long time.
How that DUI case in the other day? It went on for 12 hours or 10 hours? Or
guilty.
Okay, good.
Was
home
now?
Good.
Yeah, that was a perfect example to show you what my day can be like some days. So.
Right, so really how long did it go? Just
we went from 8:30 in the morning until pretty much 4:30 with no break. You know, we had lunch break, but that was it. That was just one case, obviously. So it can be time intensive when you have a jury trial. That's the point of bringing on a new person.
Sure.
And you know, it has come up that perhaps he needed more help, but he's a Giants fan, and then right after they beat the Patriots in the first Super Bowl, we said no.
No.
And then he did it again, and we said it's going to be a few years before he gets more.
Forget
help.
About it.
So he's in it, but you know, the
you
other change.
You should hold your team a little closer to your heart, I would suggest.
But one significant item is because we've broken out the legal fee line items in the budget to better reflect the cost of the legal services that we receive. And one of them is the straight legal fees. And then there's another for expert fees and then legal, some other costs associated with it. But, you know, our legal team's given us great service over the years and made us a lot better. And it's important to break out these line items so you can see how much work is being done within the contract and then how much is being charged with things that aren't, that the, you know, are separate and apart outside of our legal contract, but they have to go out and get to defend us in a court setting. So did you want to comment on that, maybe?
Right. I think it's important because sometimes if you look at the number, it has a different appearance, but also one of the key components is that just almost 2 years ago, Eric's leadership, we went out and obtained the first of its kind and only of its kind insurance extension to cover land use issues. And so hopefully as long as that stays in effect, as long as we're insurable, those outside numbers will continue to go down. I think that is an important element because we just happened to be in the last year or so in an apex at that point, just based on where we are. So I say that as well.
So thank you for breaking it down for us. So you're with us for the long haul, but when do we renew all of that?
Well, if you'd like to today.
Yeah, there is stuff we needed to bring up.
We are in the middle, probably square in the middle or close to the middle of a 4-year contract.
Okay.
The 4-year contract commenced July 1st, 2015.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Bremer?
Just a question. When we are involved in settlement or have any damages, legal damage, where's that money in the budget generally?
Some of it is in there.
Non-departmental and judgments and losses. Matter of fact, you can flip to the non-departmental tab, where it's about 66% of the way down, or 66% of the maximum distance.
All right, we've already established that.
Or no, it's at 28% from the bottom of
that's
the
line. There you go, that's right.
Right.
And you'll see 450,000 in judgments and losses.
Okay.
And it's been up and down over the years. It's kind of just a number that, and this year we have several big cases going to trial.
Right.
It could be worse. As a matter of fact, Yeah.
And then where would those funds come from?
General funds.
Right out of your savings account.
Yes, sir. That's what I was afraid you were going to say.
Yep.
All right, anyone have any other questions for Mr. Pagliarini, Mr. DeMora, Ms. Scotta, for any of her department? So what's your question?
Move that we send on to council the budget for legal.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the ayes have it.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that needs to come before this committee today? Adjourn.
Sorry,
we're way ahead of
schedule
now.
I don't
know.
Talk yourself
in. Say something to
as usual.
All right, you know we love you, man. We love you.
You watch David?
I'm sorry you have to put up with such, Ira. I mean, I can fit you. I really do.
Thank you.